This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCosken tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. 81 fast food workers are losing their jobs. The owners of KFC restaurants in south-central Wisconsin are closing locations in Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown. The company blames what it calls unforeseen business circumstances. Tax credits and rebates under the Inflation Reduction Act are helping people in Wisconsin make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say the process is set up to keep people from feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA-approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost saving.
Mackenzie Mindel is a member of the La Crosse City Council. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Harm Reduction Sisters organization held an event in Duluth over the weekend showcasing some of the available resources for people struggling with addiction. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured educational speakers, musicians, and artists sharing their support for the community a week ahead of International Overdose Awareness Day. The organization offers harm reduction tools like sterile injection supplies, Narcan to help reverse an opioid overdose, and overdose education. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a shooting in Duluth over the weekend. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to reports of a shooting on the 600 block of Woodland Avenue at around 1 p.m. on Sunday. When they arrived, they found some casings in the area, but nobody was reported injured. Officials say the shooting occurred after a verbal altercation, and the people suspected to be involved in the incident were uncooperative with police. An investigation into the incident is underway. Two people were shot in the early hours of Saturday morning in the downtown Duluth area. According to the Duluth Police Department, the shooting occurred on the 100 block of East 3rd Street at around 2:15 a.m. on Saturday morning. A 56-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound was taken to a local hospital, and authorities have not released an update on his condition. The other person that was shot, a 29-year-old man, took himself to the hospital and was later released. Authorities have not yet announced an arrest. A brand new jewelry store in Duluth was burglarized just a few weeks after officially opening. According to the Duluth Police Department, the theft from Genero & Co. Jewelry on the 200 block of East Superior Street happened overnight on Wednesday, July 24th. According to a Fox 21 report, law enforcement authorities confirmed that the robbery occurred on Friday, but did not share if any suspects had been identified or if any arrests had been made. Police say the investigation is active and ongoing. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a contract for a multi-year improvement project on Wisconsin 105. According to a WDIO report, the project will stretch from the Minnesota state line to Superior. The over $4 million contract for the project was awarded to contractor Monarch Paving Company of Amory. Construction is scheduled to run from August 28th to November before breaking for the winter and picking back up in the spring. The improvements will include a French drain and upgrades to sidewalks and curb ramps. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has agreed to ask Governor Tony Evers for over $850 million more in the next state budget. According to an Associated Press report, the UW system's current budget is just under $8 billion, and if approved, the increase would be a nearly 11% raise. Officials say the extra funding would allow the university system to give an 8% raise for faculty and staff, expand a tuition coverage program for low-income students, and keep two-year campuses open. The city of Duluth is looking for community input on an initiative to increase sports tourism. According to a Northern News Now report, the city will host three open houses next week to give residents a chance to weigh in on the Athletic Venues Reinvestment Initiative. The initiative seeks to guide over $30 million of investment into spaces that bring regional sports tourism, including improvements to existing spaces and the creation of new ones. The open houses will be held Tuesday and Wednesday at varying locations. The new Carleton County Justice Center is now officially complete. According to a Northern News Now report, the Justice Center held its grand opening on Thursday, offering more privacy and security than the former building. Officials say the $75 million building will provide better access to courts, attorneys, and the sheriff's office under one roof. The Justice Center will officially open for law enforcement and court services on September 16th, and the new jail and dispatch area will be opened shortly after that. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning, Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do. Keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix has a new show called The Beast in Me, and according to Deadline, actor Matthew Reese will join the cast. The show is being described as a mystery thriller. Reese will play opposite female lead Claire Danes, who is also executive producing the project. Reese's previous credits include FX's The Americans and HBO's Perry Mason. Solid actor. Filming is not scheduled to be completed until January 2025. Netflix will likely air the series in early 2026. In news people barely care about, if you've missed the first four Anaconda movies, don't fret. There will be a fifth installment that will star Paul Rudd and Jack Black. Tom Gormican, the director who oversaw the critically acclaimed Nicolas Cage film The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, is writing and will direct the feature for Columbia Pictures. The first Anaconda starred Jennifer Lopez Affleck, Owen Wilson, Ice Cube, and John Voight. The story saw a film crew hunting for the world's largest deadly snake. The movies have been pretty ridiculous, but you know with Rudd and Black, it will be fun and not take itself too seriously. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. Fifth time is a charm if you're a fan of John Wick. Multiple sources confirm production will start in 2025 on the fifth installment of the action franchise. Playing the lead role of John Wick will be community theater actor Bob Jablonski. Relax, just kidding. Keanu Reeves will be back for part five. And for those of you who really can't get enough of John Wick, the franchise is planning more content in the form of TV shows. Studios and producers are hoping the film will be ready for a late 2026 release. Travis Kelce Swift is on a roll. It was recently announced he will play a loose cannon police officer opposite another loose cannon police officer in a film titled Loose Cannons. The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, as confirmed by Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. Kelce will play a loose cannon cop. Just kidding again. Kelce is on record as saying he would do anything to be in this movie, even date someone only moderately successful like Taylor Swift. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index, 100 degrees or better this afternoon, partly cloudy, in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, cooler scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.